my experience in trying to cope with Vietnam was to immediately go out and get drunk. I kind of spoiled everyone's Christmas that year. I remember going to midnight mass with one of my uncles, and the priest refused to give us communion because I smelled so much of alcohol. And within a day or two, I borrowed somebody's car, and I went on a little bit of a joyride. It eventually involved the La Crosse Police Department giving chase, and I gave them a run for their money. I remember I ran down a stop sign, I hit a bridge, and hit three parked cars before I was arrested for not having a driver's license and driving drunk. So I woke up the next morning in a jail cell, and it was a very interesting time in my life.
That must have been a very hard transition to leave a combat area and within a day or two be back in civilization, if you will.
Yeah, there was no time to process what we'd experienced or decompress or express any of our feelings, emotions. I remember when I left Vietnam, they said that when we got to Okinawa, we would have an opportunity to talk to somebody and maybe get a little counseling or something, and that didn't happen. And I really believe that the military learned from that, and they are doing a much better job today as these young men and women come back from Afghanistan and Iraq.
Are you serving your fellow veterans in any way now?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I guess I'm not real proud of the way I lived my life when I first came back from Vietnam. And for a number of years, I made a lot of poor choices, and I did a lot of things that hurt other people and that I really seriously regret. And about 25 years ago, I kind of got hit in the head with a 2x4 by God, and he said, "Hey, what are you doing with your life?" And I realized that the kind of life I was living was going absolutely nowhere. And so I began a life of volunteer service, and I've been involved with almost every veterans organization that I can possibly join. Another thing that I've done is I've made 4 missionary trips back to Vietnam, because the biggest losers in the Vietnam War, not necessarily the veterans that returned to the United States, but it was the people that we left behind. The first 3 trips that I made were with a medical mission, and I had an opportunity to work to build clinics in and around the area that I served in during the war. And the last trip that I made was to build a playground. And I know you will remember, my sweet wife, that you made 2 of those trips with me, for which I am very grateful, because I don't know how I could have possibly made at least the first one without you by my side.
I know that was hard for you, going back to exactly the same place that you served. And I'm glad I was there with you. Mm-hmm.